What's up, everyone? I'm Joe Lemon. Welcome back to the Sales Culture Podcast. You can get this full conversation over at the Real Value Exchange. And today's guest is lights out, Mark Savant, man. I linked up with him on Clubhouse. So if you have any questions about what's happening on Clubhouse, is it real? Man, Mark hosts a whole host of marketing rooms, and he specializes really in, you know, personal branding, video strategy. And so he just goes deep into it. Curious about whether it's working or not, whether people are doing things on there or not. Just tune into this conversation. And if you're looking for latest sales and biz dev strategies, check out my marathon training selling email list. Man, I drop it every Friday morning, and I try to give you guys gems as I'm getting myself back in shape and as I'm still scaling up the business. But that said, let's get into today's conversation with business strategist Mark Savant.
I think the thing that's most interesting to me, Joe, is that the rate of which communication is changing. The way we communicate now is so different than 10 years ago, 20 years ago. What's communication gonna look like in the next 5 years, next 10 years? It's gonna be even more different. So that's really what I try to focus on, is how can we communicate? We got this new Clubhouse app, which has completely revolutionized the way that we communicate in social media. So there's a lot of moving parts. And if you're not practicing and trying these new things, you're gonna get left behind. And that's a dangerous, dangerous place to be in.
It really is, man. I mean, man, and you know, I feel like it's only getting faster, dude. So because you brought up CB already, man, we're talking about Clubhouse. That's where we actually linked up at first. You know, I mean, dude, you know, it is a ton of people on there having a ton of conversations. Some scared the crap out of me, like, man, what are these people saying? Others are really informational. Like, I mean, like, matter of fact, I think that we actually linked up in an actual podcast room, and it was really good at content. I thought we were talking about advertising, we're talking about real numbers, things that people could actually do without going crazy on their budget. I thought it was a pretty solid conversation. But I've been in some other ones that are like, man, this is out of hand, you know? And yeah. What's your whole thoughts about Clubhouse, man?
I think it is a very exciting place to be. Right now, it's January 26, 2021. It is a very exciting place to be for a few different reasons. A, there's no social media platform that's really even close to it. It's Clubhouse is audio only, so you can't text or DM. You're not posting these catered, photoshopped pictures and images. Right. It's voice, it's communication with other human beings. And what I found really exciting about it is the ability to get access and have conversations with people you normally wouldn't have that access to. So I'll give you a perfect example. This didn't happen to me, but I was in a room with an up-and-coming YouTube content creator, okay? Does good work on YouTube. And he was scrolling through his Clubhouse feed, and he saw Mr. Beast is in a room. I don't know if you know who Mr. Beast is, but he's got like 100 million followers across platforms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Burger King just made a burger after him. He's a YouTuber. He is the YouTuber, Mr. Beast. Okay.
And he comments on like everybody's stuff. Like, I'm not sure how he's pulling this off, but anyway.
Yeah. He's a machine. He's got a great team, great mind. So Mr. Beast, big deal. Like, you're hard to get in touch with people that have 100 million followers. Very difficult. This kid is scrolling through the Clubhouse feed. He sees Mr. Beast in a room with five people. He hops in, he gets involved in the conversation, and Mr. Beast actually hires him and gives him a job on the spot. So this kid, just by being on Clubhouse and just using the app and just talking with people, was able to get a job with the biggest YouTuber in the world. The access is unprecedented. I'll give you another example. I was in a room the other day. Damon John was hosting this room. There were like 150 people in the room, and he was bringing people up on stage and asking and answering questions. 150 people, right? Like, this doesn't happen anywhere else, and so it's really exciting for that reason.
Man, 100%, man. Like, you know, and I just think about it like this, at least so I can try to frame it for me, because I used to do like a lot of trade shows, go off, and you know, they always had the guest speakers, and then they had the booth space and all that. And it's like the person that would either pay to get on stage or the people that were nominated to be the speaker automatically got attention and demand towards what they were up to if they made any sense. Now, you don't have to even be good, you just had to make some sense, because somebody in that audience of 100, probably three people are like, hey, you know, I need somebody right now to help me out with that. And that's it. And so when I get on Clubhouse and they have this stage, and then you have these moderators, and if you're one of the moderators and you get a chance to kind of get in there, I mean, in the small times I've been in these moderating type of roles on Clubhouse, which is not big stages, nothing over 100, I don't think yet. And literally, but I always get DMs afterwards. There's always ongoing conversation. And so it lets me know that if you position yourself properly, you can definitely get something out of being in those rooms, it seems like.
Well, and that's the other, I think, really exciting thing about the way that Clubhouse operates. Because there's no texting back and forth within Clubhouse, what it's doing is it's forcing creators and it's forcing people that are networking to connect off the app. So, and that's one of the problems with social media. You're on rented land, right? These social media platforms, they never want you to go off, but Clubhouse is different, at least right now, because now they can't communicate with you directly by texting you in Clubhouse. They'll follow you on Instagram, and then they'll follow you on Twitter, or they'll follow you on LinkedIn. So instead of just growing one platform, you're growing four or five or six platforms all at the same time. And it's crazy. I've never seen anything like it. So again, super hot. We don't know how things will play out long term, but at least right now, as far as trends go, it's very impressive. It's a very exciting app.
I mean, dude, so let's just have some fun here, man. So I saw a straight article headline. I didn't read the article. Let me be fully transparent. But it said that it was worth or being evaluated at $1 billion. How do you believe, and of course we don't know, but how do you believe they're going to monetize and actually meet that mark, man? Or get anywhere close?
Ooh, so that's an interesting question. How are they going to monetize it? So there's a few ways that I can see already starting to happen. So one is going to be paid events, mm-hmm. right? If you have Grant Cardone and Damon John putting on an event, they can charge for people to be listeners. They're probably going to add more functionality like polling or ask a question.